Hey everyone, I wanted to take a couple minutes and record a quick audio boo, kind of about the benefits that I see in local camera clubs or local meetup groups, just the local photography community in general. These days, most of us all have some form of online social networks, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Google+. That we're all involved with on pretty much a daily basis, if not an hourly basis. And we have circles of photography friends that we all interact with every day. We get to know them. They become real friends. But the thing that happens is that kind of can sort of become isolating at the same time. And that's where the local community that still exists out there really is a great resource to tap into. Recently, there was the Kelby Worldwide Photo Walk that tries to get back to some of that local roots where you have photographers that are all in the same geographic area get together and spend an afternoon or a morning or whatever out shooting together and then enjoy a social atmosphere afterwards. And there's a really great benefit in that. You make real friends that you can go out and shoot with and learn from and share with that you can see face-to-face. And that's what brings me to things like meetup groups and local camera clubs. When we moved from Arizona back to the Pacific Northwest and here in Olympia specifically, the first thing I did was look for local groups. And the first one I found was actually a meetup group, Olympia Photographers, and I started going to some of their monthly get-togethers, and I've made a couple really good friends through that group, one of which I'm planning on doing some shooting with. The second thing I found was actually the Olympia Camera Club, which is a more organized kind of group. They are actually, from what I understand, the oldest established camera club in Puget Sound. But it's great as well. It's a networking opportunity. It's a means to discover new places to go shoot. I've never lived in Western Washington. I've only visited in the past before moving here. And there's just tons of places out there to shoot that I don't know about, that local people do. And when you get into a group like that, you can find out where those places are. You can find out where the really pretty waterfalls or something along those lines is. So, again, there's a great benefit to do that. Now, I know a lot of people avoid doing that, whether they're shy or something along those lines. And the one thing I want to stress about that is these groups tend to be very friendly people. And think about it. It's something that you have in common with them right off the bat. You have a passion for photography. And they do too. So you automatically have something from a conversation standpoint to talk about. They're just great groups, and they tend to be very friendly. And get out and meet them. Get to know the other photographers in your area. They're friends that you'll make and that'll probably last a lifetime. And you'll get out and not be quite so isolated as we can all easily get in the online world. So find a group. Go out and meet them, go out and shooting with them, and have fun. Until next time, I want to thank you for listening, and I hope you agree with me. Or not, that's fine too. I'd love to hear comments one way or the other. I'm going to be posting this as a blog post, so if you agree or disagree and you're on scottwoodphotoblog.com, please leave a comment. Otherwise, follow me on Twitter at Scott_Wood, and we will talk to you soon.